Okay, so I'll present some results on for choosability and for edge choosability of planar graphs, all of which are done by the discharging method. So the discharging method is the one by which the century-old four-color problem finally solved in 77 by Apple and Haken. And it's actually based on Euler's formula, which says that the number of vertices minus the number of edges plus the number of faces in a graph is equal to constant 2. Okay, so assume that we want to prove a class of planar graphs have some property. So since the class of planar graphs P is a specific property that we want to prove everyone has it, and so basically the discharging method constitute of the following steps. So we consider a minimal counterexample, that is a planar graph in that class which does not have property P, and that's minimal. We have to come up with a set of forbidden configurations. Some of those configurations are derived because of the properties of the class. For example, triangle-free planar graphs, they do not have triangles. That's item number one. And the second one is a set of properties which we can derive because this graph is a minimal counterexample to the property that we want to show everyone has. And then we come up with a set of initial charges. We assign charges to elements of the graph, vertices, faces, edges. And using Euler's formula, we prove that the total charge on the graph is negative. Okay. For example, in the basic charging scheme in the proofs that I present is we charge every vertex with 2 times degree minus 6. We charge every face with the size of face, which is the number of edges around the face, minus 6, and the total charge is the summation of those two sigmas, which by Euler's formula is minus 12. So if we give these charges the elements which are faces and vertices in the graph, the total charge would be negative. Okay. So after initially assigning charges, we redistribute charges on the graph. So most of the time, every element sent with high charge, with which is rich regarding the charge, sends charges to its neighbors, sometimes to distant neighbors, and after that we hope that we are able to recompute the charges on the graph and show there is a contradiction. Most of the time we show that the charge is positive by showing that every element now has positive charge. Okay, so there has been some elements with negative charge. We provide charges from their neighbors. We give them the charge, and now everyone has positive. So that's a contradiction because the total charge was negative. And the important thing is in this discharging phase, we preserve total charge. Okay, so we do not lose any charge. We do not create any more charge. And then that's, we show that the total charge is non-negative. Assumption that the graph exists is not true. So as an easy example, there was this result with an open case on Wissing's conjecture, which says that every simple graph is delta plus 1 edge choosable, where delta is the maximum degree of the graph. So Zhang and Wu in 2004 proved that every planar graph without 4 cycles is delta plus 1 edge choosable. And they proved that except for the case when maximum degree is equal to 5, for which they could not settle the conjecture. Okay, so we show that how it's easy to prove the remaining case using discharging method. So that's the theorem that we want to show. We want to show every planar graph without 4 cycles with maximum degree 5 is 6 edge choosable. So we follow the scheme of the discharging. We consider a minimal counterexample, and we come up with a set of forbidden configuration. The first set is because the graph is a planar graph without four cycles. So it doesn't have a four face, it doesn't have adjacent three faces. And the rest of the properties are those derived from G being a minimal counterexample. So it is easy to show that the minimum degree of this graph should be at least three. If two vertices are adjacent, the total degrees should be at least eight. And if there is a four, if there is a vertex of degree four, which is on the intersection of two, three faces, then those faces are, then that vertex is incident to at least two, five. Those two, three faces are incident to at least two, five vertices. So these properties somehow implies that note that vertices of degree low and faces of small sizes, they are the one who lack charges. Okay, and with these properties we want to show if we have some of them, then in their neighborhood there are elements with higher charge that we can hope we can send charges from them to the element with to the vertices with degree low or to the faces of small size. Okay, so that could be a first scheme for the discharging. We know that because of the charging when that was 2 times the degree minus 6 and size of face minus 6, and because the graph has no four faces, we know that there are only two elements in this graph which have negative charge. They are three faces and five faces. We don't have four faces. The three face has minus 3 charge initially, five faces they have minus 1. So maybe the idea is to give every vertex incident to a three face send one charge, every vertex incident to a five face send one over five charge. But the problem is that we could have vertices of degree three, and those vertices do not have any, they have charge zero, they do not have any extra charge to give. But we had those properties that if you have a vertex of degree three, because its neighbor should have degree at least five. So we know that this is not sufficient, so we say every five vertex sends three half charge to the three faces to make sure that the triangle receives three charge in total. And then we have to apply for the same reason. We know that on a five face there could be two vertices of degree three at most. So we have in that case we have three vertices of degree five, and then we ask every vertex of degree at least five sends one-third charge to those faces. So we have to apply similar changes to the rule for four vertices. And after that, with these rules, we can show that after the discharging, every element in the graph has non-negative charge. So the total charge on the graph is positive. That contradicts the total initial charge. So there is no graph, there is no planar graph without four cycles, maximum degree five, which is not 6-8 choosable. Okay. So this excluding cycles from planar graphs has been, the idea has been pursued in a variety of problems in planar graphs. One of the famous ones is Steinberg's three-color problem. And as we saw on Wiesing's conjecture too. But one should worry about, using this property is subtle. In a sense that there are some configurations that you may expect not to appear in a planar graph without the cycles of a specific length, but that's not the case. So, for example, consider the planar graphs without seven cycles. So one might accept that such graph does not have any seven face. But that's not true, because if the seven face is not simple, it could appear in the graph and the graph is still seven cycle free. Similarly, one might think that in such graph there is no six face adjacent to a three face. Again, that cannot be true if two adjacent faces intersect in more than one edge. For example, one edge and one vertex, Or a four face could be adjacent to three tree faces if two of the adjacent tree faces intersect outside of the four face itself. Okay? So we're not, just emphasize that we're not overly pedantic about this, because there has been papers based on these false assumptions. So Lam, Xu, and Hu proved that every planar graph without six cycles are four choosable. And their proof is based on five properties of such graphs, all of which are wrong, because they didn't consider the those adjacent faces could intersect in more than one edge. And there has been a few other papers with similar mistakes. They have considered forbidden configurations based on the fact that the planar graph excludes cycles of a specific length, and most of them or some of them are wrong assumptions. Yeah. Sorry? Yeah. Yeah, it's simple cycle. Yeah, you do not. In more? Okay. Yeah, okay. That's the seventh phase. Okay? That is the seventh phase, and the graph does not have seven cycles. Okay, so what I said was that if the graph does not contain seven cycles, it doesn't mean it does not have seven faces. Okay. One of the papers with similar mistake is the one which proves that planar graphs without six cycles they are delta plus one edge choosable. And again, they left the case when the maximum degree is five open. They couldn't settle that. But still, even that's their class of graphs, they consider every planar graph without six cycles exclude these three configurations: a five face adjacent to a three face, a four face adjacent to two non-adjacent tree faces, and a four face which share one edge with two adjacent tree faces. And again, all these three configurations may appear in a planar graph without six cycles if you consider that two adjacent faces may intersect in more than one edge. Okay. So we proved this for every planar graph without six cycles, including the case when the maximum degree is maximum degree is five. Okay, and so just to get a overview of this results with similar flavor, we know that using least chromatic index conjecture is true for planar graphs without three cycles. It's true for planar graphs without four cycles. It's again true for those without five cycles and those without intersecting three cycles when the maximum degree is not equal to five. And again, it's easy to use this charging method to also settle the case when the maximum degree is equal to five. So you could consider that that's for every planar graph without intersecting triangles. Now we want to show that the conjecture is true for those planar graphs without six cycles. So again, we follow the same structure. We consider a minimal counterexample. The initial charges are 2 times degree of vertex minus 6 and size of face minus 6. And in addition to the configurations that we carefully forbid from the graph because it does not contain any six cycle, we also have to come up with those properties because it's a minimal counterexample. So the first property is that the minimum degree is at least 3. Two adjacent vertices, the total degree is at least maximum degree plus 3. And if there is a four face which has a 3 vertex, it does not contain more than one 3 vertex. And if so, it has at least one vertex of degree at least 5. So a four phase is a phase with minus two charge, so it doesn't have enough charge. And if the and if one of its vertices has low degree, then we show that it has a vertex of degree 5, which has sufficiently charges to pay for this phase of size 4. We also have to come up with a set of additional configurations which cannot appear. So in two adjacent triangles, they both have minus three charges. So we have to make sure that these two three faces are incident with vertices of large degree. So we show that if V1 and V3, the total degree is 8, then the summation of degrees of V2 and V4 is 10. If V1 and V3 degrees, the summation is at most 9, then V2 and V4 should total summation is at least 9, 2. So that's greater than or equal to XKai. Okay. So if they have two triangles, hopefully there are three or four vertices on it with degree 5, and those vertices of degree 5 can pay for the charges of this one. Now, we come up with a set of discharging rules. They are like, it's not as simple as previous case or like 10 or more rules that we have to follow. But instead of showing that every element of the graph, which is every vertex and every face, has non-negative charge, we do that for every vertex and every face of size 4. But to simplify the proof, instead of showing to simplify the discharging rules, instead of showing every three face has non-negative charge, we show that every cluster of them has non-negative charge. So a cluster is a set of three faces which they form a connected structure, and they are all adjacent to each other, at least in an edge. Okay, so the size of the cluster is the number of three faces in that cluster. So these are the clusters possible in a planar graph without six cycles. That's cluster of size 1, cluster of size 2. We have two clusters of size 3 and three clusters of size 4. And And these are the clusters that may not appear in a planar graph without six cycles. Okay, so in all of which we have. And these square vertices, they represent the same vertex. Otherwise, we would have a six cycle in that graph. So we show that at the end, the total charge on a cluster is non-negative, which helps us a lot in reducing the number of discharging rules, checking the proof. Okay. So the next area problem in which considering planar graphs which excludes cycles of a specific length is choosability of planar graphs. We know that every planar graph is 4 colorable. We know that with the elegant proof of Thomason, we know that every planar graph is 5 choosable. There are examples of non-4 choosable planar graphs. So characterizing 4 choosable planar graphs has been an interesting problem in this area. So again, people have considered planar graphs excluding cycles of a specific length. Starting from planar graphs without 3 cycles, it's really easy, again, using Euler's formula to show that if a planar graph does not contain any 3 faces, then it is 3 degenerate, which in this setting means that every planar graph without 3 cycles has a vertex of degree at most 3. And then considering any minimal counterexample, there is a vertex of degree 3, color the rest of the graph. When you add back this vertex, it has 4 available colors, so you can choose at least one of them to color that vertex with. So planar graphs without 3 cycles, they are 4 choosable. Wang and Li proved that that's the case for planar graphs without 5 cycles. They are again 3 degenerate. It is also proved that planar graphs without 6 cycles are 3 degenerate. And the problem was the class was missing was planar graphs without 4 cycles. And it was known that they are not 3 degenerate. For example, the line graph of the dodecahedron, it's a planar graph. It doesn't contain any 4 cycle, but it does not have any degree less of any vertex of degree less than 4. But still, that class of graph, they are all 4 choosable. So people thought of planar graphs without 7 cycles. And recall that when we exclude cycles, for example, cycles of length 6, you're somehow excluding many configurations in which many small faces can be attached to each other. So it somehow implies that, considering the discharging method, it somehow implies that there is no neighborhood which has lots of elements with low charge. Again, it was asked if we can hope to show that planar graphs without 7 cycles are 3 degenerate, but that was not the case. For every integer k greater at least 7, there are 4 regular 3 connected planar graphs without k cycles. So two of these groups conjectured independently that every planar graph without 7 cycles, they are 4 choosable. And again, we used the same idea, same discharging approach to prove that that's true. So we consider minimum counterexample. There are a set of forbidden configurations. Minimum degree should be at least 4. Recall that when we exclude 7 faces, we thought we could say that when we exclude 7 cycles, we thought that we could say there is no 7 faces, but then we saw that if the 7 face is not simple, it is possible to appear. So non-simple faces could cause lots of problem in this setting, but we show that such minimum counterexample has at most 6 blocks, which shows that there are at most 6 non-simple faces. And again, we come up with a set of rules which somehow implies that if there are 2, for example, triangles close to each other, then they 2 or 3 of those vertices should be of high degree, and by high we mean over 5 or 6. And considering bad faces, we know that there is no 4 face, all of whose vertices have degree 4. If there is 1 degree 5 vertex, we show that not many of them can be in the same neighborhood. And again, we do the proof with considering clusters. So instead of showing every element has non-negative charge, we consider clusters, and we prove that at the end every cluster has a non-negative charge on it. And again, these are all possible clusters. The square vertices represent the same vertex. And that was the only cluster of size 7. Another structure that we had to consider were sons, where these dashed edges may or may not exist. These are those structures with lots of negative charge on them, because V1, V2, V3, they are 4 vertices of degree 4. And then for these structures, we had to come up with a set of lemmas to show that they may not be adjacent to each other. Not many of them can appear in a local neighborhood in the graph. And then we use again the same initial charges. Instead, we make an exception. We give more charges to non-simple faces because they may appear close to triangles and four faces without creating a 7 cycle. So it's okay. We have to give at most a constant to them. Still, the total charge is negative. That's fine. So The discharging rules are more complicated in this case, but again, we could show that at the end, every vertex has non-negative charge, every face of size at least 4 has non-negative charge, every cluster has non-negative charge, and then prove the conjecture that they are 4 choosable. So as an open problem, we are interested in finding the maximum K for which we can say planar graphs without K cycles are 4 choosable. And we know that this K may not exceed 63 because one of the non-4 choosable planar graphs examples contains no cycles of length 63. So finding such maximum K could be an interesting problem to work. I guess the same approach can be extended for K equal to 8 and 9 to show that the planar graphs without 8 cycles and those without 9 cycles, they are 4 choosable too. So finding that K is an open problem. Yeah, that was okay. To have something on the floor. Yeah.
Any questions? Yes, Randall?